the other day. Justin and I were watching the movie Swiss Family Robinson, and I'm sure many of you might have even grown up with that movie. It came out in 1960, or this particular version of it came out in 1960. And there was a really poignant part in that movie that stuck with me, and Justin and I have even talked about it a couple times, even since a day ago. So the shipwreck happens at the very beginning, and they get to shore. They realize that they actually are shipwrecked pretty close to shore. And so they build a raft, and they make it to shore. And there's a brief conversation between the family and says, well, what's the first thing that we need to do? And so the father says, well, you know, we probably need to find shelter and find food and stuff. But then the mother of the family, she says, I know the first thing that we need to do. And she kneels down on the sand right there on the beach, and the rest of the family follow her. And I was like, oh man, we need more movies like that from the very beginning of the movie that starts out with the realization of this family is the first thing that we need to do is pray. And thank God that we survived this horrific ordeal, this crazy situation. And we were sort of saddened, you know, two younger men were sort of saddened that there's not more virtuous movies made out there these days. Although Father Brent would probably tell you there's a lot of virtuous movies in the Avengers and Captain America and things like that. By the way, I talked to him on the phone yesterday, but he didn't say hi to all of you, so I just thought I'd let you know that. Father Brent's a great guy, and so we're good friends, so I don't know. I think most of you know that by now, so we like to poke fun at each other every once in a while. But today on the Feast of St. Mary Magdalene, it brought up another movie. Since I've been hanging out with Justin a lot, we're living in the same rectory, he likes movies a lot, so these things come up. I don't know if you all remember the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. There's a part towards the very end of that movie where the Grail, you know, there's a big crack that opens up in the floor, and basically the Grail is on this little ledge, and then Indiana Jones is holding on to Elsa, kind of the evil Nazi woman's hand, and so she's trying to reach the Grail, and she says, I could almost reach it. I could almost reach it. You know, it's within my grasp. And he tries to convince her to let it go, but she won't let it go. And so she falls into the pit. And then the same thing happens again. He falls trying to save her, but then his father grabs him and is holding on to him. And he's tempted for that moment. I could almost reach the Grail. I could almost reach it. And then he says, let it go, Indiana. Let it go. And I thought about that today with Mary Magdalene in that moment where she doesn't recognize Jesus at first, but then when she does, she wants to cling to him. She wants to grab onto him. And of course, to cling onto Jesus is a good thing, but within the context of the Lord's will, if we don't do it in the right way and at the right time, it's not a good thing. And I have a good example about this too. Some of you might have remembered, I preached a homily and I mentioned the, you know, an individual who's on the way to beatification, servant of God, Luisa Picaretta. And within many of her writings, there's a short dialogue where basically she wants to know, she's like, Lord, what is my greatest sin? You know, what is my greatest sin? What's the thing, you know, that I've done wrong? And so she had a great desire to be a religious sister, to be a nun. And he said, your biggest sin was your desire to be a nun when that was not my will for you. Which is kind of a shocking one, but it's an amazing, amazing example, because what it tells us is that even if you desire something that is good on its own, if that's not the will of God for you in your life, then it's not what you should be doing. There's many good things that we can choose from. Anytime we have decisions and things to decide that are in front of us, but sometimes if that's not what you should be doing, a good example we always give in the spiritual life is that each one of us has a different state in life that we live in. As clergy, it's a different state in life. As a mother, as a father. So if you have a mother who has children and she's here every day praying, maybe as much as a priest or as much as a nun or a monk, there's something wrong there, because she has a responsibility that her state in life dictates that she takes care of her family. That doesn't mean that she shouldn't pray, but she has to pray within the best means she has possible and take care of her family. Just like I shouldn't be kind of gallivanting all around like a single bachelor, because I'm not a single bachelor. You know, I'm married to the Lord himself, and my responsibility is to pray for all of you and to offer the Mass and to hear confessions and to do these things. So to live in the will of God is to know the proper context and state that we have in our life and the way that we should really be living it. And so that's one of the things that we notice here. Remember, Mary doesn't recognize the Lord at first, but then we can jump to another story not too much later after this, where the two disciples who didn't recognize him end up recognize him. On the way to Emmaus, they're walking with the Lord, just like he did with many people. They're walking, they're journeying alongside him, and they don't recognize him until the breaking of the bread. In that context, that's the context that Jesus gives all of us today, now, to recognize him, is in the Eucharist. It's in the breaking of the bread. That's how he's really and truly present to us now. And so just like it wasn't proper for Mary to cling on to him in body right now because he needed to ascend, we recognize him in the Eucharist. This is the way that we have him right now. So we need to embrace him in the Eucharist when we go out to the rest of the world. And always remember, like that poignant scene in Swiss Family Robinson, that the first thing that we should do before we do anything is to pray. God bless you all.